I invite some of our men to come and prepare to serve us communion. This is our opportunity to reflect on the gospel, to treasure together the gospel. Jesus died for our sins on the cross in fulfillment of all the Old Testament scriptures. He was buried. He was raised on the third day. He spent 40 days teaching his disciples, opening their minds to understand the scriptures. 10 days later, he ascended to the right hand of his Father in glory, where he always lives to make intercession for us. And he gushed out his Holy Spirit on his followers. His Holy Spirit, God the Holy Spirit, now lives inside every believer, everyone whose only hope is Jesus, who have repented, turned from whatever you are trusting in, good works, religious performance, whatever it was, rites, rituals, turn from that. That can't save you. That will send you to hell. Repent of your dead works, Hebrews says. Yeah, those will send you to hell. Oh, look what I did. I'm a pretty good person, right? I'm better than him. I mean, receive the gift of forgiveness, the gift of Christ's righteousness, not our own righteousness, the gift of his Holy Spirit to come inside and make the changes that need to happen, not on a superficial level. Oh, I can pretend to be holy. I can fake it pretty good. No, I need inward transformation, the real deal. That he makes my heart new. He changes my desires. Jesus took it to a thought level. It's like, oh, it's not just about hating. It's not about murder. It's not just about, you know, committing adultery. It's like, well, what's going on up here? Are you hating your brother? Are you committing murder in your mind? Are you lusting? You're committing adultery. He says, I can change your heart. I can give you a new heart, new desires. Have you experienced the Holy Spirit in you? If not, cry out to Jesus. I repent of my dead works. I believe in you alone, not you plus anything. I'm simply here as a sinner needing salvation, needing transformation. Would you give me that gift? I'm here to receive. If you've received that gift, take bread, take juice, reflect on the gospel, the good news of all that Jesus is for you, of all that the Holy Spirit wants to do in you. Hold that in your hand. Worship him. Once we've all been served, we'll give him thanks. And as a body made by the Spirit dwelling in us, united by the Spirit, we'll take that together and give him thanks. Thank you, Jesus, for giving your life for mine, for paying my price, for inviting me in. Thank you that it's your blood that protects me from the wrath I deserve. And it's your Holy Spirit living inside that transforms, that makes me fit to be in your presence forever, enjoying you, our greatest treasure. Thank you for inward transformation. The wine of the Holy Spirit poured into new wineskins. We receive a good gift from you, a gift of the new covenant, and all we can say is thank you for a gift. Jesus' body broken for you. Take and eat. Thank you.
covenant poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins. Strength.